sometimes people find when they're presented with exalted goals like this, these ideal emotions, if you like, that they find it all very daunting. And they sit down before the Metabhavana, they think about what metta is, and they feel, oh, crikey, there's a big gulf between me and that emotion. Personally, I don't. If I hear metta to describe like that, I get thrilled, I get excited. It makes me want to practice. But I know not everybody feels that way, and they often can find themselves putting themselves under strain. They try a bit too hard. And this is where I think the very important notion of bhavana comes in. It's understood, the mere word bhavana means that it's understood that love, metta, maitri, in its fullest, can't be squeezed out and strained out. You can't just sort of go straight to it. It's something that grows, that dawns. And it's really what's important is the growing and dawning of the metta. It's better to think of metta as a tendency rather than as a state. It's a tendency, a movement that you're trying to set up in your being. So it's much more of a slow, warm dawning rather than a lightning flash. I think that's much more the feel of the Metta-Bhavana. It's a vegetable growth, to use Andrew Marvell's term, a vegetable growth, an organic growing. Gentle, but actually irresistible. Irresistible, if you keep at it. Gentle, slow, unsensational, but irresistible. And the starting point, it's something that we already have. It's friendly feelings, the friendly feelings that we already have. However small and humble those friendly feelings may be, they are extraordinarily important. Extraordinarily important, and they really do need to be cherished. You know, any kind of positive emotion that we have, whatever it is, no matter how diluted it seems and weak it seems to us, they are extraordinarily important, and they really do need to be cherished. You know, so often we can concentrate on what we don't have and, you know, give ourselves a hard time for that. That's just not going to help us. We need instead to notice these kind of growing points, these launching pads, if you like, launching points. And in the Metta-Bhavana, there are our friendly feelings, our warm feelings, our kindly feelings, our delight in others feelings. It's, in a sense, any positive emotion, any good, positive, wholesome emotion is a good starting point for the Metta practice. And that's what you do first of all, find, identify whatever kind of creative emotion you're feeling. And there's a Buddhist principle here. What you concentrate on, that you become. What you concentrate on, that you become. What you attend to, that you become. This is actually one of the aspects of karma. You've all heard of the notion of karma, that actions have consequences. Ethical consequences, spiritual consequences. Actions have consequences. Related to the whole idea of conditionality, which is so central to Buddhism. What you concentrate on, that you become. What you attend to, that you become. So all you're doing in the Metta-Bhavana, really, is making your friendly feeling the centre of your attention. And that attention, just your attention, your concentration, your interest in that friendly feeling will make it grow. It will make it swell and expand. Eventually, you'll begin to overflow your boundaries. Your friendliness will expand beyond the people you're friendly to include all kinds of people, even people you know who you don't like. You'll start transforming your responses. But it starts by attending to what you already have, the friendly feelings you already possess. So it's important in a Metta-Bhavana practice maybe not to expect too much. Just work on identifying your friendly responses and just concentrate them. If you like, put a magnifying glass on them, if you like, and they'll grow, they'll expand, they'll swell.